Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday night's AFC North title game in Pittsburgh.
Everyone, I'm Luke Jones with WNST, representing the Baltimore chapter of the PFWA, and wanted to quickly announce this year's team MVP and media good guy. It's only the second time that the same player has taken home both awards in the same season, but yeah, I'm not going to belabor the point, but obviously we appreciate Kyle Hamilton's candor, his willingness to go above and beyond typical media obligations to provide insight about the team, honesty, talk at good times and also times when it's not so good and it's not as easier to do that. So as media members, we appreciate that. Certainly the fans that follow the team appreciate that as well. And also the guy standing next to me, he's a safety, but I think I have it right. He lined up at high safety, slot corner, edge rusher, off-ball linebacker, D-line, corner a few times, and he's the only Ravens defensive back in franchise history to earn three Pro Bowls in his first four seasons. Clearly, this team got off to a difficult start, and it was this individual's dynamic versatility and playmaking ability that is a big reason why the Ravens have rebounded and have a chance to play for the division on Sunday night. So congratulations to Kyle Hamilton, team MVP and media good guy.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank y'all. Thank everybody. I got a question. Who's the other person that won both?
Mark
Andrews. Nice. Good company. Good company. Well, I appreciate that, really. Goes without saying how much you guys work every single day in here, and it's not easy work, and you guys travel and dedicate all your time to us. So it's the least we can do to reciprocate that sort of relationship to you guys. And like was said earlier, you know, good, bad, great, terrible. We have to keep playing, and you guys have to keep writing. So one and the same in a sense, and I appreciate everybody for looking at me in this light. So thank you.
How does it feel to be twice as nice, to win both?
Yeah, no, it feels good. You know, good guy and good players. It's, you know, I like to hold myself to that standard, and it's cool being recognized by my peers as such. And that is something I don't take lightly, so I appreciate it.
Kyle, sorry to ruin the good vibes.
No, all good. Do your job.
The last 2 weeks, you know, has not been the best for your secondary. When you kind of look at the body of work over the last 2 weeks, and also what went right in that Cincinnati game, what do you feel like you have to give back to in this game that's going to decide pretty much everything for this season?
Yeah, I think it's I've always said it's a week-to-week league, and just because you did one thing well or one thing bad the next week doesn't mean that's just going to naturally carry over, or last week is going to naturally carry over into the next week. I think with the Cincinnati game, one, it was a mentality of just, like, rushing coverage, everybody doing their job together, and I think that's something that we preach all the time but fall short of doing it sometimes. And, you know, that's kind of the game that we play on defense. You know, offenses in this league have evolved so much to where shutouts are very rare. I think it was our first shutout since, one of y'all probably know, 2019 maybe? It was a good time ago. I haven't been a part of a shutout since I've been here. So to have that happen, obviously you got to get off the field on fourth downs and stuff and plus territory like we did in Cincinnati. But I think throughout the game you just got to have good rush with good coverage, and it's complimentary football that we haven't done such a good job as in the past couple weeks. So but, you know, just as it's gone bad, it can go good, too. So we got another opportunity to go prove that.
Can you take us through your experience of watching that Steelers-Browns game and just kind of what it was like when you guys all realized we're still alive?
Yeah, I wasn't really watching it, honestly. I mean, I kept getting texts and stuff. I might have turned it on late, but, I mean, me watching it wasn't really going to affect the outcome. So I was going to just get told the schedule after the game. But, you know, I'm obviously glad that it fell in our favor, and we got to make it for a reason. And I think we're going to go out there and do that on Sunday.
You guys were in an elimination game in Green Bay, and you've kind of been in playoff mode here for a little while, just knowing the stakes of the season. How do you think playing in that environment will help you going into this game, which is a winner-go-home game?
Yeah, I think it definitely helps because it's not like you're changing your mindset or anything. Obviously, this week's a little different, just division opponent. Our biggest rival on the road. And I told the DBs and – well, I told the whole defense earlier, like, these are games that live in infamy. Like, it's you see the clips all the time of Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, Polamalu, Big Ben, whoever it may be, and like this is going to be one of those games. So we need to make sure we're on the right side of history. But to your point, I mean, playoff football has kind of been where we're at since the bye week, to a degree. Obviously, we've lost a couple games since then, but you know, we've been in a win and stay alive situation for a little while. So I think it'll help us going forward and hopefully pass this week.
Kyle, with the understanding that Sunday is the most important thing right now, obviously, a few weeks ago you invoked a handful of Cinderella stories. Do you guys give yourself much grace to think about how far you've come from being 1-5 to now having a chance to make the playoffs and knowing your destiny?
Yeah. No, I think that's something you kind of got to take a step back after the season's over. Right now, I think we're just in it, putting our head down and working. But, you know, it got bleak there a little bit for a few times throughout the year. And like I said, we just got to make it all for a reason. We worked too hard to put ourselves in this position. And, you know, God's been on our side to give us another shot. And not a lot of 8-8 teams can say they still have a chance in week 18. So we got to make the most of that. Yeah, I think it's just sticking to the fundamentals, and that's obviously a very vague answer, but it's really that kind of game. You know, it's going to be a physical game, and it's on the road, obviously, and I think we need to play smart but not play timid. I think there's a fine line there, and especially this game, you know, you can't go out there holding any of your bullets in your gun because you got to let them all go. It's winter going home, so obviously got to play smart and do the right things on offense, defense, special teams, but you know, let it rip at the end of the day. Whoever loses the game, it's their last game of the year. So whatever the outcome, you don't want to be sitting in the locker room saying you could have done more.
Why do you think this team has been so good on the road this year?
I actually don't know. We've been talking about that a little bit, just kind of jokingly, but it might just be, you know, backs against the wall situation. Kind of mentality. I don't know what it is, but you know, there's something a little different about going into somebody else's stadium, and you know, we gotta all come together because, I mean, Ravens fans travel, but at the end of the day, you know, we're in enemy territory, so maybe it's that mentality. I don't know what it is, but obviously, I wish it wasn't that way. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad we're winning on the road, because if we weren't winning on the road, then this game wouldn't matter. So, road, home. Obviously, we want the home record to be better, but give ourselves a chance.
What does he do? How hurt is he? How much do you guys talk about in the building? Is there kind of a curiosity about him and whether he's going to practice or whether he's going to be ready to play? Or, you know, how much is that discussed in here?
I mean, it's definitely discussed just because he's the face of the franchise. I'm not going to lie and say that it's not, but I don't think it's ever a matter of does he want to. I think it's just a matter of, like, is he physically, like, able to do so? And that goes with any of our, you know, most important players. If somebody's got some lingering and, you know, may not be able to come to practice or something like that, people are asking about it. It's not just a Lamar thing, but, you know, I've been around this dude for the past 4 years, and I know what he's about, and I know that he practices what he preaches, and if he's able to go out there and play and practice, he will do so. And, you know, he's a warrior, and I respect him and respect who he is as a person and as a player. And but, yeah, I mean, he's two-time MVP, face of the franchise. People are probably going to talk a little bit, but it's not in a with any negative connotation attached to it.
When you see, you know, Derek running wild, you see your run defense, you know, setting a hard edge, not giving opposing offense a lot of runway. I mean, can you kind of tell pretty early in games do you have, like, this team has an advantage in the trenches?
Yeah, I think so. I think we go into games thinking that. Obviously, some games flow differently than others, and, you know, we may get behind, and so you can't really run the ball as much as you would like, but, you know, we still run the ball, and, like, last game, it's an outlier, but it doesn't necessarily feel like an outlier to us. I feel like that's kind of our identity. Obviously, on defense, we need to play better complementary football, and that's not just within the whole unit, that's within the whole team. You know, offense is doing their thing, Snoop, D-Hen, everybody on that side, and, you know, we were kind of bleeding for a little bit, for a good bit of the game. And that's a bad feeling, being on the sideline, seeing your brothers out there doing their job and you going out there and not doing your job. So it boils down to everybody just gelling together as a team. And it might not always be that way, but you can still win the game like we did this past Sunday.
Are we at the point in the season where, like, the more physical team, that kind of has a snowballing, you know, nature to it because of just how beat up some teams are?
Yeah, I think that's kind of just a common theme from week one, honestly. I think it kind of rears its head a little more week 18, but, you know, football, more physical teams usually going to come out on top. So that's kind of what we preach and try to go out there and put on tape. Probably. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I think we're more so just focused on getting a win, but it might come out. We'll see. I didn't know anybody was recording. I thought that was a more intimate moment than it was, but yeah, we'll see.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
They're always watching.
Yeah.